It was getting a little too heated for the kind of meeting Steve Hadley liked to chair, but I thought it was important to get the extent of the disagreement out on the table. So I said, Al-Qaeda plans major attacks of terrorism against the United States. It plans to overthrow Islamic governments and set up a radical multinational caliphate, and then go to war with non-Muslim states. Then I said something I regretted as soon as I had said it. They have published all of this, and sometimes, as with Hitler and Mein Kampf, you have to believe that these people will actually do what they say they will do. Immediately, Wolfowitz seized on the Hitler reference. I resent any comparison between the Holocaust and this little terrorist in Afghanistan. I wasn't comparing the Holocaust to anything. I spoke slowly. I was saying that, like Hitler, Bin Laden told us in advance what he plans to do, and we would make a big mistake to ignore it. To my surprise, Deputy Secretary of State Rich Armitage came to my rescue.
We agree with Dick. We see Al-Qaeda as a major terrorist threat and countering it as an urgent priority.
The briefings of Colin Powell had worked. Hadley suggested a compromise. We would begin by focusing on Al-Qaeda and then later look at other terrorism, including any Iraqi terrorism. I wasn't the only one asserting an Al-Qaeda threat whom Wolfowitz belittled. Our ambassador to Indonesia, Robert Gelbard, was putting pressure on the Jakarta government to do something about Al-Qaeda and its offshoot, Jemaah Islamiyah. Gelbard saw what was taking place in Indonesia. Al-Qaeda was targeting the largest Islamic nation in the world as its next battlefield. Arriving in the Pentagon early in 2001, Paul Wolfowitz began calling old acquaintances in Indonesia, where he had earlier been ambassador. What he heard from them was that Gelbard was making things uncomfortable, making too much noise about Al-Qaeda, being paranoid. Wolfowitz reportedly urged Gelbard's removal. Bob Gelbard came home and retired from the Foreign Service. In October 2002, Al-Qaeda's local front attacked nightclubs in Bali, killing 202, mainly Australians. 10 months later, they attacked the Marriott Hotel in Jakarta, killing 13. The investigations that followed revealed an extensive network of Al-Qaeda operatives in Indonesia, the Philippines, and Malaysia, led by those whom Gelbard had suspected and had demanded be stopped. The delay in the Deputies Committee continued in the spring of 2001, in part because of Hadley's methodical, lawyerly style. It was his idea to slowly build a consensus that action was required. The truth was also that the Principals Committee was meeting with a full agenda and a backlog of Bush priority issues: the anti-ballistic missile treaty, the Kyoto Environment Agreement, and Iraq. There was no time for terrorism. Winter had turned to spring. One day, I saw an editorial cartoon of Uncle Sam sitting on a throne reading the ABM Treaty, while a fuse ran down on a bomb beneath his seat, and a terrorist ran away behind him. The cartoon hit me hard. My frustration was boiling over. I asked to be reassigned. I had completed the review of the organizational options for homeland defense and critical infrastructure protection that Rice had asked me to conduct. There was agreement to create a separate, senior White House position for critical infrastructure protection and cybersecurity. I requested that I be given that assignment, to the apparent surprise of Condi Rice and Steve Hadley. Perhaps, I suggested, I've become too close to the terrorism issue. I've worked it for 10 years, and to me, it seems like a very important issue. But maybe I'm becoming like Captain Ahab, with Bin Laden as the white whale. Maybe you need someone less obsessive about it. We agreed that I would start the new job at the beginning of the new fiscal year, October 1st. In the remaining 4 months, however, I was intent on pushing hard to get an administration policy in place to go after Al-Qaeda.